on a daraisa level what the status of chametz sheyesh ba'achrayus is. So last week we were discussing more the classification of what level of achrayus is necessary to be concerned with, and we pointed out that we paskin and we try to be machmir lechadchila. There's always going to be a difference between lechadchila and b'di'eved. If there's a sheet to rely on by chametz shabbat ba'pesach, usually we rely on that, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah presents over here. But prior to Pesach, in terms of having that chametz around, person still has to be concerned with that, and that would even be on the level of a shomer chinam, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. So that was a lot of last week. But through the sugya, we pointed out that there's another cheshbon, there's another issue that one has to be to throw into the equation, is the Gemara on Daf Vav Med Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Vav Med Aleph talks about a guy that brings chametz into your rishus, and there's the Gemara differentiates between a situation where you were miyached lo bayis and you were not miyached lo bayis. So we presented last week the shita of Rashi, who really is focused on the achrayus level and what your connection to the chametz is, not so much anything else. And achrayus is really just a marker on whether or not this is going to be a situation that there is actual achrayus over here. If a person never was mekabel anything beferish, as Rashi states that that's the cheshbon of the Gemara, we're not talking about a situation where he accepted achrayus beferish, but rather it's a situation where it was just a person was offered to put his stuff into your property. So then the Gemara goes on and differentiates between yichud loy bayis versus not yichud loy bayis, because the only chiyuv that stama in a regular situation we could assume that there is a level of achrayus, even though you didn't stipulate that, is only if you're not miyachud loy bayis. But if you're meyach lo bayis, so then he's really not putting his stuff into your rishus. And that was all that Rashi saw in this Gemara. The hemshich of the Gemara also that implied that schiris is kanya. And then the Gemara has to discuss that and compare that to other areas of Shas, like Avodah Zarah, whether or not we paskin schiris kanya or not. That also, the Rishonim were bothered. How does Rashi understand that? According to Rashi, it doesn't seem to at all connect to the flow of the Gemara. So we pointed out that according to the way the Ran and the Rebbeinu David explain Rashi, that it's an automatic assumed Kabbalah because you're being machnesed into my Rishus. So now that's going to hinge on whether or not Schiris is Kanya or not. Because if Schiris is Kanya, so then you could have a situation where it's not going to be technically my Rishus because it's considered his domain, and therefore I don't have any Achrayis. But the pivotal factor according to Rashi is not so much the Rishus, but rather whether or not we could assume that there's achrayus in such a situation. Everyone clear over here? Good. Masha'enkin, Rabbi Yisai, we don't focus so much time, but the other Rishonim seem to reject Shita's Rashi. This is already found in the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos. As he points out, one of the major questions that we pointed out already is that according to Rashi, again, not assuming the way we defend it, but according to Rashi, that says it's a case that you were not mekabel achrayus. So says Toisa, so then even if it is in yichud lo bayis, there's no achrayus. What's going to be mechayiv over here? Why should you be chayiv? So therefore, Toisa, the Rabbeinu David, and the Ramban, all the Rishonim seem to debate Rashi. And they understand Rashi, they understand the sugya as saying the following. It's all talking about a situation where you're mekabel achrayus, based off of the Gemara that concluded already on Hayamid Beis. If there's no achrayus, the Rishonim understand from the last Gemara, there's nothing to talk about. So why do I need another sugya to even delve into this? Fundamentally, if it's not your chametz, you're not connected whatsoever, you're not even a shomer chinam, whatever you hold, however you categorize the level of shmira that's necessary, I'm not going to get into that right now. But there is fundamentally something called achrayus. If there's no achrayus, there's nothing to talk about. So therefore, off the bat, the Rishonim all reject Rashi. The case of yichud loy bayis is assuming ispe achrayus. One more step, furthermore, the Rishonim say that there's something else going on in this sugya. There's another sugya. Again, the way I'm understanding it, Rabbi Yisai, is that the other Rishonim say, you had a conclusion, you had a
a chiddush in the Gemara and Daf Hey Amud Beis, you need to be fundamentally Isbe Achrayis. Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. It doesn't even get off the ground. Now the Gemara throws in a new issue. Now the Gemara entertains and says, wait, what about if you also have Yichud Lo Bayis? So according to the other Rishonim, what that means is, based on what we've been talking about, that is a potential issue for Chametz, because there is some level of Achrayis that necessitates a Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. Now there's another factor that we have to take into Cheshbon. Yichud Lo Bayis. What does that mean? The Rishonim say, and they quote from the Mechilta, it's not enough just to have Achrayis. It's not enough just to have Bailus. It's not enough just to be connected to the Cheftza of Chametz. In order for a person, Midoraisa, in order for a person to violate Bal Yira Bal Yimotze Midoraisa, Chametz has to be what, Rabbi Isai? Not only yours, but they quote this from the Mechilta, and these are the Rishonim, Rabbi Isai. This is such a crucial Gemara. The way the other Rishonim are learning this Gemara through the Mechilta, they're understanding Yichud Lo Bayis is not getting rid of the first dimension in the Chametz story, but it's a lack of the second dimension in the Chametz story. And it's not enough just to be connected in ownership and to the Cheftza of Chametz. It's not enough just to have Achrayis, but it has to be Motzui. It has to be something that's in your reshus, that's in your domain. And even if it's technically your property, but you're miyachid, your bias, or as the Gemara says, schiras kanya, that's going to affect the fundamental issue of chametz. That's going to affect whether or not, I needed this paper, that's going to affect whether or not I am violating by your matze on this chametz. Everybody say, everyone clear? Now, on a level of the Rabbanon, the Ran points out that there are other Gemaras that seem to be mashma, even with just Bailus, that you should violate. But, in Issei Derabbanan is not going to create Chametz Shavua Lo Pesach. That's going to be a major nafkamina, Rabbi Yisai. So don't get disheartened just because the Ran is going to agree on a level of the Rabbanon L'chadchila, a person should get rid of Chametz, even if it's not Bereshuso, because it's Shelah, right? Everyone clear? Is everyone with me? Yeah, Jeremy, you good? David, you good? Fine. So that is what the Rishonim develop and have a different malach in the sugya. Okay? Fascinating machlekes. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah pointed out. We alluded to this on Thursday. Shura pointed out, keep in mind, for post-facto shilas, for b'dievet shilas, that even if you had a real level of achrayis, and you were mamish even a shomer sacher, or you were a shayel. But if it was a matzah that it wasn't birshus, so you can throw in these rishayim, and even though we're machmer l'chadchila, b'di'evit, it wouldn't be chametz shavua Lo Pesach according to those rishayim. Good? Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to ask you a question. This is always geshmak to do when you're learning these fundamental sugyas, fundamental principles of Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. This is not the first time we encounter this issue of what's needed and what is the fundamental nature of Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. Can anyone help me and pinpoint where this sugya might have come up in the past about this fundamental debate that the Rishonim are arguing?
If you rent your house, oh, somebody.
Excellent. Judah hit it on the nose. The Gemara, that we go all the way back to Seicher and Maske. Rishonim all developed and brought up this issue. And the Rabbeinu David there is Lashitasa. He said over there, you're not dealing with any Surim D'Oraisa. Why? Because for him, it's not Shiloh, and for him, it's not Bershuso. And fundamentally, the Mechilta says that you need Shiloh Bershuso, right? According to Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, we weren't convinced, right? According to Rashi, we had a lot of potential. Okay, Rashi happens to understand the Gemara talking about the Rabbanan for a different reason, that you were Mevatel. But if you weren't Mevatel, according to Rashi, we thought someone might violate. Someone might argue, right? Might over by Rabbi Motzi. We had a Marshal and a Gra, Machlekes. Who was going to violate? Rabbi Yisai, Halo Davaru. It's the same Machlekes, Rashi, Rabbeinu David, and the Ran. It's the same issue. And this is the source, Rabbi Yisai. Now we have a Gemara on the Vav Mem Aleph that seems to be presenting to us this issue of Yichud Lai Bayis being a second dimension and necessity of what the Mechilta says, that to violate Bayura Bayimotze Menatoira, it has to be Chomet Shalo Ubereshuso. Wow. So this is the sheet of the Ramban, the Ran, the Rabbeinu David, Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold like that in Pshat and the Gemara on Daf Vav Mem Aleph against the sheet of Rashi, which is what is very, very fundamental to remember and to keep in mind in all of these shilas. Okay? Any questions? David.
This is why we need to sell the chametz to a guy. I mean, because on a deraisa level, it would be fine to just give my chametz to a guy.
Mom, why? I can give my chametz to a guy and not sell it.
So then why do we need to sell it normally?
If you give chametz to your guy, it's not yours either.
Right. What?
If you give some chametz to your guy, it's not yours also.
I'm saying if I give him a pikadon of my chametz.
No. I'm not giving you a pikadon. I'm giving it to him. It's his.
So then what's selling it to something else?
Well, first of all, you're not giving it to him. You keep it in your house.
Yeah, I forgot that for a second.
And there is a shaila whether or not matana, whatever. Yes, pashas matana would work. Yeah, if it would be shaila. Mishabur right. Writes, if a person's stuck on Shabbos, Erev Pesach Chalos B'Shabbos this year, give it to a guy. You know, tell him to come in and take it out. And Moshe.
Why not just say? Meaning, you can just say if it's yours, but this is yours, but I'm leaving this. Meaning, it's basically you can low buy. I just want to do that
instead of selling. You have to do a kinyan. You have to do a kinyan. There's no matana if I don't give it.
Someone your opinion on a pen, it depends.
You can't make a joke and say, "Oh, Moshe, you want my house? Very nice." That's just speech. That's nothing.
Why? Well, that's the Gemara's deal. The Gemara's deal. You feel a little bit. Say, "I mean, this. All the chametz is in this closet of my house."
There's no. The Gemara's not talking about a kinyan. The Gemara's talking about a pikadon.
Why can't you say the same thing?
No, I have chametz in my. You have to, if in order for matana to take effect, you have to do a ma'aseh kinyan.
So can I just do my sakina out like a pen?
Yeah, you have to do a rain freaking out. That's what we do. That's one of the things we do.
Instead of all the forms in the John Brown business, why not make it much simpler?
Yeah, we're not sure which kinyanim work by goyim. So we do a version of six kinyanim. There are different shitas of which kinyanim work, but we would try to make a kinyan in all those ways. But included in that assumption is that we have a chutzar over here that needs to be either rented out or acquired to the guy. Because otherwise it's in my property. I'm not giving him the actual chametz. When I got stuck, right, with my fishbowl, with my chametz, I just gave the fish and the fish food to the guy, and I said, take it. You know, it's yours. And they killed it. Right? That was the story. All right. So we were introduced to this already in the sugi of Schiris, but this is a major fundamental machlekes. Rabbi Yisai already really changing the approach to Bayura Bayimatze, which is really crucial. So now we really got to analyze this, Rabbi Yisai. We were focused a lot on the other Rishayim and Rashi. Now I want to focus on these sheets. Is this really correct? Is this really appropriate to say that there are two fundamental criteria to violate Bayura Bayimatze? Comes along the Shagazari and he says, I got some roars. I got some roaring to do, says the Shagazari. Who has a kasha on the Ramban and the Ran and the Rabbeinu David, Rabbi said? Any Gemaras, Rabbi said? Let's try to think like the Shagazari, whether he saw it or not. Let's try to think about it, Rabbi said. Basically, what I'm asking is like David just said, right? Without the details of the Kinyan and this and that, according to these Rishonim, Rabbi Yisai, you have a tremendous solution, David say. Right? All I have to make sure, in order not to violate by Rabbi Yimotze, is to do what? Get it off my property. Right? Everyone with me? Everyone agree to that?
All right, so
fundamentally, on a level of Daraisa, if it's off my property, then what? Then I don't meet the criteria for Bayura Bayimotze, correct? Correct or incorrect?
Well, then why does Gemara tell you to be
Gemara daf hey. Oh.
What?
Gemara daf hey, no?
What's the Gemara daf hey? Tell me what the Gemara says.
Gvulin. It can't be in your Gvulin. That's not your property. But it's...
That's my property. It's just not my bias. No. I own that.
No, then why does the Gemara entertain Kovalov as a Kli then? Meaning, it by the fact that it doesn't entertain, meaning it tells you cover it as opposed to get rid of it.
Kovalov as a Kli, again, Kovalov as a... You're asking what... What I don't, meaning, you're
why
asking...
Why can't I get rid... Meaning, the Gemara... By the fact
Beautiful. Moshe's asking... Let me just detail exactly... We had a little bit of a kasha on Kovalov as a Kli, right? The Gemara says that, right, that you can't burn the chametz, right? Because it's yantif, right? So fill in the blanks, everybody. So why can't you burn it? What happened to Mitoich? Ay, what happened to Mitoich?
Only applies to Ochel Nefesh.
Whoa! Does anyone agree with what Judah just said, or should we just go? Oh, or should we go to Tinek and kill Judah right now?
Oh no!
It's sort of.
What did he just say? What did the man just say? Judy, you were getting cocky from the Schiris Seicher Maskir. Never, Mitoich means it's Lav Dafka Oichel Nefesh. Any Tzair Chayon. Right? So what's the Teretz? So I got a Tzair Chayon.
You could have Dallas to burn it later.
Okay. That's one pshat. Good. That's the Kesef Mishnah pshat. Good, Jeremy. What's another pshat? Chaver, this stuff's got to be off your tongue. I think Julian's right. We got to do a cumulative final.
Kesef Mishnah.
Not my chiddush. It was Julian's chiddush.
Kesef Mishnah also says maybe Bai Rai Bai Matzah doesn't even apply to that chametz.
Why?
Because he has a chiddush in Bai Rai Bai Matzah. It's only something that was Efshar and that was Mishnah.
Okay, good. What else?
Shami Avalach.
What do you mean, Shevi Mevloch? That's why your Kovalov is a Kli. I want to know why don't you burn it?
You made a bittul, no?
What?
You did a bittul, according to Rashi?
Okay, Rashi says you did a bittul. Excellent. What else?
Do I even own the chametz?
What?
I don't even think I own the chametz right now, no?
What?
Can't we just say it was Mishal Manas Levar?
That's what Jeremy said. He's stealing his teretzim. That's Taisis.
Muksa also, right?
Muksa, Taisis. Excellent, Evan. Mokta, Asu Chizit, even though Mokta is only the Rabban and a Chizit, right? What do Ritva say, Rabbi say? What do Ritva say? Chidish of the Ritva, the Maram Chalava, what is
it?
Oh, beautiful, right. Not a Chayvasayom, excellent. So, Rabbi say, that's you gotta fill in the blanks. Like, how we get around Mitoich, why, but Lamaisa, Moshe's right. At the end of the day, burning it wasn't an option. Burning it wasn't an option, right? Burning it wasn't an option. Says Moshe, I don't need you to burn it. I need you to pick it off according to the Ramban, according to the Ran, according to the Ben David, and just put it on the side of the curb. Bam Kasha. Kasha number two. Kasha number two.
Can't you say it?
Wait, but just because I take it off my property, does that mean it's not like... Meaning,
I'm not violating Bayer al Bayamotze anymore. It's not Bereshusi.
On Yontif, you could do that?
Why not?
Mokta.
Okay, if you hold like Tysus, I hear. But let's say you don't hold like Tysus. That's the Shagasari discusses. Good.
Am I taking something out of my Rishus just because I take it off my property? Maybe it has to go into someone else's Rishus for it to actually leave.
It's not in your Rishus. Is it in your Rishus? That's it.
Okay, aren't they against the Gemara themselves? Meaning the Gemara says cover it, don't move it. Meaning by the fact
Yeah. Mask him. That's the Kasha. This is not your Kasha, Moshe. This is the Kasha of the Shagazari.
Right. I'm just a parrot.
Shagazari is mamish. He destroys. He destroys. But the Shagazari doesn't stop. Shagazari is another Kasha. What's the other Kasha? I don't see.
Didn't get that far.
What?
Didn't get that far.
Okay. So Mirz Hashem, We'll see it tomorrow, Rabbi Yisai. But let's think about the Gemara and the Vavim and Beis. I don't want you guys to say, before you go to the Shagasari, I want you to think about the Kashan yourself. I want you to become a Shagasari. I want you to start roaring. Chevra, what is the Gemara and the Vavim and Beis? What's the famous Gemara? Maybe that's going to be the last sugya we do. I'm thinking about after this sugya, once we finish the sugya, I want to hop in that sugya because it's such a fundamental sugya. Try to jump to Vavim and Beis. Skip the Shloshim Yom Kodem Machag on Davav, even though I don't like skipping Gemaras, you know, but I don't have time. You guys have busy schedules. But Lamaisa, what's Gemara Davav and Beis say? What's famous Gemara Davav and Beis? Mamish, everything's coming full circle, Judah. First day of the Zman. I couldn't set this up. The song begins and ends with the same tune. Beautiful. Keep singing that song. Beautiful. Haboydik Tzarech Sheyivato. Why? Why is Haboydik Tzarech Sheyivato?
Focus, Rashi.
Because Shema Yimtzeh Gosko Yafa. Okay. So Yimtzeh Gosko Yafa, what?
Vidaita Lave.
Vidaita Lave, good. And then what? You're all by your what do you mean? Why do you move out to the run? You see it?
Not yours.
It's Lachar Yisura. That's the Gemara's concern is, right? Have a simple Eitzah. You'll tell me what that simple Eitzah is, and then you'll get the Shagasari's cash. Rabbi Yisai, enjoy the Shagasari. See you all tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Kol Tov.